Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Brauhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Murphy moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Moore moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brauhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauhart takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to third. Davis moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field. Brouhard picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brouhard. Heath scores. Davis scores. Hill goes all the way around to score. Griffin moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brouhard. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Griffin scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Gibson now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero misplays the ball. That's an error on Romero. Henderson scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Murphy hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Hill, who tags Householder, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. Griffin moves to third. It's 7-1, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Griffin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brouhart. Heath reaches second base with a double. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-1, Athletics. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brouhart hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got two RBIs. Henderson strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Giles moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brouhard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-3, Athletics. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Brewers 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Griffin moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Griffin moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bruce Bochy now playing first base. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Brewers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 12-3, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to third. Bochy moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to second for the out. Kingman scores. Bochy moves to third. One out. It's 13-3, Athletics. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bochy scores. Davis moves to third. It's 14-3, Athletics. Mike Gallego pinch hits for Alfredo Griffin. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis scores. Hill moves to second. It's 15-3, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton pinch hits for Steve Henderson. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brouwhart. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Hill scores. It's 16-3, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton now catching. Mike Heath now playing left field. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouwhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brouwhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. Brouwhart moves to second. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Householder hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Brewers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Dwayne Murphy. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bochy is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Kingman scores. Heath moves to second. It's 18-3, Athletics. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Davis moves to second. It's 19-3, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 19, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Warren now pitching. Dan Meyer now playing right field. Mike Davis now playing center field. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 3 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Molitor is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 19, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.